This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. As you can hear, I have a little bit of a cold, but we're going to try and power through. And I'm here with Tom Fortino, who is the founder of Alpha Wealth Group.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have my tea at hand so that everybody doesn't feel bad for me. So, Tom, you know, we've just got a few weeks left until the end of the year, and we're through Thanksgiving, and I know everybody's out there happily shopping their, you know, fingers to the bone for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, we really can't let go of this idea that you've got 2.5 weeks left to make a huge difference in your financial life, you know, both for tax time, you know, it's mm-hmm. not that far to April, but also, like, hello, for the rest of your life. So, Tom, what are a few things that you think people can get done before the end of the year?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Elise. You bring up an important part. We have this deadline coming up, which is 12/31. And, you know, we associate, hey, we're going into a new year. That's part of it, the end of a year, and it's a new start and a new – but, you know, there's just so many opportunities here, and I've been beating this drum, and I think we've talked about a number of these things over the week. You have until December 31st, which is technically the end of a tax year, to do a number of things such as gifting, Roth conversions, maxing out your 401k plans if you're trying to get as much as you want into those. And we're going to talk about those too because there's changes going into next year. But this is something that you can look at, and I would argue, or I would submit, I should say, the ideas we're going to talk about today are ideas that you can do every year. And this is maybe something that today we'll talk about these, and you can incorporate this into your planning every year. For example, we'll just jump right into these out of the gates. In fact, Roth conversions. I did this week. I had a meeting. So you have the ability to take money from an IRA, traditional IRA, and move it to a Roth. It's called a Roth conversion. And one comment I'll just make on those is, first of all, you can do any amount at any time, at any age. So it doesn't matter. There's really not limits on this. So if you had $500,000 in an IRA, you can move every penny tomorrow. Now, it is a taxable event, but I'm going to steal the line, and maybe he took it from someone else. Ed Slott has said, look, you're taking it from forever taxed to never taxed, right?
Yeah.
And so this is pretty important, because if you can do this systematically, I made the comment, you know, if you had $100,000, you can do it all in 1 year. But what if you could do $20,000 a year for 5 years and stay in certain tax brackets and actually do this systematically? And so that's why this is so important. You have until December 31st. If you do not do it this year, you have lost an opportunity to do it for this year. I had some clients in, as I said, this week, and this is pretty common what we do, and I think we can offer this information, or we'll make that offer, I guess, here in a little bit at the end of your planning report, that has these ideas, because we can't get into probably every one of them, but they'd both retired. They're both retired. And the wife just retired earlier this year. So she had maybe a month of wages. And they had lived off some savings throughout the year. So their income was next to nothing. Maybe it was $20,000 or so, $25,000 of actual income. Well, they have a standard deduction of $27,000 roughly. So their taxable income was effectively zero. So guess what? Yeah. I mean, it was like, this is what I mean by opportunity. They have a pretty significant retirement account, 401ks and IRAs. We were able, and this is what they want to do, we moved $100,000 from their IRA traditional to a Roth. Now, that money now will never be taxed. There's no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax their Social Security, and it goes to each other and their children tax-free.
It's really remarkable. You glossed over this a little bit, but Tom's got this thing called the end-of-year planning report. And it really goes into depth in so many different things. And you've got 2 weeks left to ask him to email it to you and get it and be able to act on it. 630-934-1855 is his number, or you can leave him an email at alphawealthgroup.com. Just make sure you specify you're interested in the end-of-year planning report. And while you're at it, you may also want the Five Pillars of Retirement report if you're getting close to that and this is your big year of retiring. All right, Tom, so we've got the Roth conversions, plus those may go away altogether with, you know, the way that the new changes are coming, and we've talked about that as well. What else should somebody do before the end of the year?
Well, there's also, you can look at, you know, I would tell you, anyone that has a brokerage account, after tax counts, retirement accounts, not, and I'm talking about an individual or joint account or trust account, ask your, if you work with an advisor or, you know, you do it yourself, pull up what's called unrealized gains and losses. It's called unrealized. What that means is you haven't realized it. You haven't sold the stock. You haven't sold the asset. So it's technically unrealized. This is really a lot of information we should be looking at, because you may see you have gains and losses. That's going to show you. And so, you again, you have an opportunity before the end of this tax year to sell some of your losers. That is a capital loss. You can deduct that from any of your gains. And again, this, just like the Roth conversions, imagine if you started incorporating these ideas every year. Okay, every year I'm going to sit down, I'm going to look at my taxable income. Can I do a conversion? Every year I'm going to sit down and I'm going to look to say, can I offset gains and losses? And I know we were talking about this earlier, Lise. You know, you're coming up on 12/31 or January 1st. You could sell stocks, and there may be some stocks where you say, hey, I'm overweight. I've got a lot in this one stock. I want to sell it. But boy, I got to pay a gain on it. Well, guess what? You can sell a portion of it on December 31st, a portion of it on January 1st. You've spread the tax over 2 years. So, again, these are so many opportunities that I don't know if we're getting the advice on or if we're incorporating these ideas to try to minimize our taxes, try to grow assets tax-free, and really start to take control of things that we can do. You know, there's just other things. There's gifting. You want to start gifting to I just had a conversation with someone, again, this week. You know, they were talking about gifting to their grandchildren. They have some assets, and they want to – not that you have to have a large estate for this, but they do. And so you can gift $15,000 per person per year. So if it's a couple, you know, husband and wife, they can do $15,000 each to – it's just $30,000 to – if they have three grandchildren, that's $90,000 you can gift. You have until the end of the year. You can do that once a year.
Well, and not only the grandchildren, you've got their parents. So true. You can give 15 to
or
each.
Or friends.
Well, right. But if you wanted to keep it in the family, it would be this, you know, you could do 60,000. A couple could do 60,000 to, you know, the parents, and then 30,000 to each grandchild. And if you've got, you know, a couple of kids and four or five grandchildren, you know, that's not an insignificant amount of money that you can reduce out of the estate. And that may be very helpful, particularly if you live in Chicago and you're, you know, or Illinois and you, you know, exceed the limit. We have to take a short break. When we come back, Tom, I know there's a whole bunch of stuff and ideas that we can run down for people. So we're going to keep doing that. Don't forget to call Tom and ask for the end of your planning report, because it's much more detailed than we have time to go into. 630-934-1855 or go to alphawealthgroup.com. I'm Elise Glenk. You're listening to 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glenk, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino. He's the co-founder of Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about your money, specifically your money as we approach the end of the year. So if you haven't figured it out yet, Tom and I have been talking about a few ideas, things you might want to do, everything from making different kinds of gifts to your children or your grandchildren. Maybe you're lucky enough to have great-grandchildren, but also, some of the other things that you might be able to do to lessen your tax burden for April 15th of next year, and also the rest of your life. So, Tom, we've talked about things like, you know, doing gifts, $15,000 per person per year, which could mean $60,000 to a couple if you and your spouse want to do that, and $30,000 to each of their children, to your grandchildren. We've talked about doing a Roth conversion. But there's other kinds of things that you can do as well. What else do you recommend in your report, your big end of your planning report that we were talking about?
Well, you know, one comment, if I just take a step back, as we were talking about it, I don't know what you think about this, Elise, but I just kind of popped into my head. You know, if you're going to gift to children or grandchildren and they actually have earned income, you can put that money into a Roth.
Love which that.
You know, think about that. You know, you have an 18-year-old grandchild or child, whatever. that money's going to go tax-free for the next 30 years. So, and you can put up to $6,000 per year for each child. So, I mean, these are things where now you kind of add a little more flavor to it, and it's now the money's there for their future, and it's tax-free. And you combine it with the gifting. So kind of some layers to how you do that.
Oh, yeah. But, no, I think that's really great. There's also a way to have grandparents pay tuition directly for colleges to their for their grandchildren, isn't there?
There is. I mean, you can certainly pay directly for that. You can contribute to 529s. You could set up trusts. Again, I had this conversation this week where they're saying, look, the child's a little young, so I'm going to gift the money to a trust for their benefit at some future age and put someone in charge. So this, again, there's just depending on the situation, there's just so many opportunities to do this. And again, you have the end of the year to do that. Otherwise, you've lost a year to maybe put some of these in place. And as I said before, something that maybe you want to look at every year. And there's also, you know, we'll talk in a minute about going into next year because things are changing. Tax brackets are increasing. You can put another $1,000 per year into your 401ks. The contribution limits are going up. So now if you're over age 50, you can put $27,000 into your 401k. So it's I know we're in the end of the year planning, but let's get set up for 2022 as well. If you're under age 50, you can put $20,500 into a 401k. So, and there's going to be more opportunities for Roth conversions next year because the tax brackets are not the actual tax, but the brackets, the income at which you pay taxes, that's going up. So now, like, for example, the 12% tax bracket goes from $80,000 or $81,000 up to maybe $83,000 or $84,000. So you can create more income in lower tax brackets. So I just wanted to mention that. This is all part of this planning.
Right, which
didn't
is,
mean
I
to
think,
get off track, but
no. It's super important. You know, the lifetime planning, the end of the year planning, it's all pretty important. One of the things that I historically used to recommend to people is they make an extra mortgage payment before the end of the year. But the way that this year the new standard deduction has gone up so much, and we've got the SALT limits, state and local tax limits, I don't know if that makes sense anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, you're correct on that. I know we've talked about that before, Elise, but your standard deduction, and that's going up next year, by the way, since you mentioned that. That's another thing that's increasing next year. But so for a couple, the standard deduction, I think, is $24,800 right now, and that's going to go up. So, you know, your taxes and your property taxes and the SALT, the state and local taxes, they have to exceed that amount for you to even use it. So that's like what you're saying is you're capped at $10,000. So you have to really look at your situation and see if it makes sense for it. I would probably say, because they're talking about increasing that SALT deduction, so probably, yeah, probably makes sense to wait till next year to revisit the prepaying any taxes. I would agree with that statement.
Now, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is the idea of looking in October. I mean, I know we're well past October at this point, but looking in October to what your tax situation might be and then adjusting your withholdings for the year. Is there anything else that we can do to help lighten the load next April?
Well, you're a little limited now because we're a little later in the year for if you're in an employer plan, but you have until the end of the year to cap out your 401k. So you might have one paycheck. You could do it where you can say, take the entire paycheck and try to max out my 401k. You could increase and accelerate your contributions to your 401k. If you're a small business owner or an individual, you can do individual 401ks, and you could put $30,000 into – you can even go higher if you're an individual. But let's say $26,000 before December 31st, that can come off your income before next year. And then you have until April 15th. To do a traditional IRA, which, again, depending on your situation, I, as you know, we've talked, I lean more towards doing more of the tax-free.
Yep.
But there are things you can do. Now, one other thing which we didn't mention is charitable contributions, of course. You can do, you know, I always say, clean out your attic and your garage. Get in there. If you're itemizing and doing deductions, you can do that. You can even, from your retirement accounts, they're called qualified charitable contributions. If you haven't taken your RMD yet, your required distribution, you can direct some of it or all of it to a charity. You will pay no taxes on that required distribution.
Now, that I think we should go over that again because last year we didn't actually have RMDs because of the pandemic. This year they're back, and I think there are some people who maybe haven't taken them yet. This is a perfect way.
Good reminder.
Right?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a penalty on it, right? If you don't take it.
Yeah, just a little bit. Boy, I would hate to do that. But if you can do your charitable contributions, a lot of people do that at the end of the year. I know my mother, you know, writes a couple dozen checks out of that mm-hmm. account as a way of, you know, taking out the money that she needs to take out. Certainly that would be a smart way to go, right?
Well, think about this. Let's say, for instance, you say, oh, I'm going to give $10,000 a year to my church or my synagogue or wherever I go or whatever it may be, whatever the charitable contribution. I give $10,000 a year. I take it. I just write a check and I pay it. Well, what if you have a required distribution and you take it out of your IRA? Well, that $10,000, you leave the $10,000 in your savings or in your investments, take it out of the retirement account, which is taxable to you. Have that directed to a charitable organization or group, which, again, it has to be qualified, but make sure you do it the right way, and you will not pay a penny on any of that. So this is, again, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, these are things that you can look at every single year and just start to kind of incorporate this into your planning, and it really takes it to another level, and I think you're engaged more, you're taking control, and you're doing things that are going to make a difference down the road significantly, well, today and down the road.
No, absolutely. I just want to remind everybody, Tom's end-of-year planning report is a must-have. So give him a call today, 630-934-1855, or go to alphawealthgroup.com, and they will, I think, email it, right, Tom? You emailed me one of your reports.
We can email it, sure. And I can include other things. If there's anything specific you're looking to do, we'll include other things in there
that can be helpful to you. Which is hugely helpful. All right. We've just got a couple of minutes left. What's your favorite thing that you do for yourself every year to just end of the year, think about what you're doing, lowering your tax bill, or maybe it's, you know, giving gifts? What's the one thing that you love to do? And I'll say for me, yes, I learned this lesson a million years ago when my late stepfather used to do this every year. The last week of the year, he wrote, no matter who sent him a request, he sent them a $5 check. He just, obviously if they weren't legitimate, he didn't. But you know how you get just piles and piles of requests from charities. Mm-hmm. And his policy was everybody deserves $5. And I have really taken that to heart. Watch, I mean, there's going to be a deluge now coming in and Sam's going to be like, what have you done? But, you know, there's probably 40 or 50 different, you know, worthwhile charities that I get asked to do. And obviously some I do a lot more than $5. But I just feel like this is the thing I do to just make sure I've got as many covered as I can. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, every year this is through our church, but every year we provide, you know, we go out for families. As you can pick a couple families and you go out and you provide gifts. You do provide all these things for them, food, gifts. It's really a good feeling. I mean, this is the time of the season where you can do those things. And you set aside a few days. You spend the day shopping, buying all these things. And it's nice because some say, hey, you know, it's interesting. Some of these, and the children will say, hey, they just want some socks and underwear. And it's really heartwarming. You can buy them a winter jacket. So it's really nice.
I love that. I think this is such an important time of year to give back. You're giving to yourself, clearly, and you want to give to other people. So if you can share and you can give this holiday season, it's a wonderful way to do it. So kudos to you, Tom. It's really, really lovely. Well, we've reached the end of another show, so I'm just going to say again that if you're interested in either Tom's Five Pillars of Retirement report, which has all the regular stuff we talk about, asset protection and investments and estate and legacy planning, taxes, guaranteed stream of income, you can ask for that, or you can ask for the end of your planning report, which will give you all the stuff that we've talked about, plus a whole lot of detail around exactly how you want to do it. So give him a call, 630-934-1855. Or you can go to alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, you game to do this again next week?
I think so. And I want to thank you for working through this. I know you're not feeling well, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I love doing our little Sunday shows here. So, but I am going to sign off now and go for a rest. Stay tuned for more on 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.